Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, welcome everyone to this morning of Psychic View. For those of you that are new to the program, the way it works is that you call in with one question, just one. Now, sometimes I might explore more than just one thing with you, but you call in with one question, and then I spend roughly 3 or 4 minutes answering your question. Sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, but what's happened is, you know, and I'm blessings to you all, my program's gotten quite popular, so when I'm opening the program, I usually have 25 or so calls on hold, and I do my best to get to everybody that is on hold, so you guys bear with me. I'll do my best that I can. And remember that I'm always available for phone sessions, and I can usually schedule those within 24 hours. So if you have a burning issue and you want to explore something in more depth, then you might want to give me a call, and all that information is on my website at mysticmona.com. And I just want to let you guys know that this month I'm live today, obviously, and I will be live again on the 27th, but I will not be broadcasting on the 20th. So next week I won't be having a live program. It'll be the program on the 27th when I'm back live. So I'm going to go to somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas, and we'll see who this is. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
George.
Hey, George. You know, you call in almost every week. What question can I answer for you?
Okay, about 5 weeks ago I called you, and I was telling you about this woman I thought was sneaking behind my back, and it turned
right.
out...
Right. Well, okay, wait, let's have some clarity here. The woman that was sneaking behind your back never officially was your girlfriend either. Right?
No, she was.
Because when we first started talking about your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and I said that, you know, she's been flirting with all these other guys, and you know, and you knew that, right?
No, I didn't. Not then. No.
Okay. All right. Anyway, sorry. Ask your question.
Okay. And 5 weeks ago, I talked to you, and you told me. I told you it was not one, but two. One worked on the job, and he was young enough to be her son, she told me. And she told me that she told him she couldn't go out with him, and she was young enough to be her son. And then that's who she dumped me for. And so you told me there's a big blow-up, breakup with both guys coming.
Right.
And don't call her or contact her, which I followed your advice. How is that playing out?
Well, see, I still don't think that either one of these relationships are going to work. But I've also told you before, George, that I don't think she's any prize. I think you can do way better than her.
Okay, is that breakup happening, or did it happen, or?
Well, she's not seeing one of the guys. There's still another guy that she's kind of playing with here. But I want to tell you that. She is just, I'm sorry, I think you can do better, George. I really do. And I think that's probably part of the reason I'm downplaying the whole idea of, you know, who she's dicking around with, because I think you deserve a woman in your life that would be loyal and supportive and loving to you. And this woman seems to just take joy in taunting you. Right?
Well, I was just wanting to know if what you told me is taking place, and or is it in the process of happening?
Well, what I'm getting here is that she doesn't have anyone that truly really loves her, so something must have happened. So one or both of these guys have broken up with her. I think she's still chasing after one of them, and he's really not interested. And it's the younger one that she's chasing after.
or he's not. Is that the one who broke up with her?
I think that's the one that broke up with her, George. But, you know, looks like we'll get to talk in more depth coming up here real soon. So I'm looking forward to that visit, okay?
Okay, but what I'm saying is, am I still going to, you told me out here in 4 to 5 or weeks or something like that. Is that still in play or is it delayed?
Well, see, here's the thing is that, you know, every time, and you know, you're asking a great question because I get to address it for everybody. Every time you ask the same question, the power or the response that I gave you before sort of is negated. Do you know what I'm trying to tell you? Is that if you keep asking the same question over and over again, what happens is that usually the result gets pushed further and further away. So what I want you to do is just relax into the process. Be open to the idea of whether she's going to come into your life or she's not going to be a part of your life. And I'm not always right, George. I am not always right. And you heard it from me first, because sometimes I'm not right. But I have to tell you, my biggest vibration that I get from this chick is that she's not worthy of you. And I think that you could do so much better than this woman. And I got to go. Sorry, George. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay. You guys, if you block your call, I'm not going to let you on the air because it's your area code that I can identify that you're live on the air because you're all listening at the same time. So if you're on a blocked call, you need to hang up, dial *82, and then dial in so I can see your phone number. There's a gal here that I've been waiting to talk to. I'm waiting to see her phone number, but I haven't seen it yet. So she's somebody that I decided to feature here this morning, but I haven't seen her number yet. All right, let me go to area code 310. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Lorna. This is Vince calling from Los Angeles.
Hey, Vince. How are you?
Okay. I've been dealing with this workman's comp lawsuit for 5 years now. We were supposed to have 2 hearings, and both of them have been postponed. My lawyer, the other side first offered me $3,000. Now, my lawyer called me on Friday, and he said, we have a hearing. This is going to be a priority. This is it. This is a done deal. We have a priority hearing on Tuesday. He said, however, the other side has offered another $7,500 on top of what they just offered me. And I said, no, I'd rather take my chances with the judge. And so I'm just wondering, with this case, he said that once the judge hears the case, it's going to be at least another 2 or 3 months before he makes a decision. But my question here is, am I going to do better going up against the judge as opposed to taking their offer? Because he said that they have doctor's reports that doesn't stand up to the claims that I've been making. But I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be totally honest with the judge and tell him exactly what I went through and everything. So what do you see of that?
Well, you have 2 cards. By the way, I draw 5 cards when I do a reading for somebody here live on the air, all right? And whenever a lot of the cards that I draw for somebody are major cards, I really pay attention to it. You have 4 out of the 5 cards you have here are major cards, which means that it feels like until this lawsuit is settled, you just can't move forward with your life. It's like you really want to move forward and do the things that you can do from this point on. You have a card here of releasing yourself from a trap. You also have a card here of revealing the truth. So those 2 cards are here. The interesting thing is, and what I don't trust from the other side, is that they may have been following you around
right.
to make sure that the injury is valid.
Right.
And so, you know, if it shows that if they have pictures of you doing anything that looks like your claims are not valid, they will use them. You know that, right?
Right.
Okay, so you have these 2 cards here, but then you have 2 cards here. One is your own intuition. So it's saying that whatever your gut says to follow, you should follow, and that you need, what I would recommend is that you need a settlement that is big enough to cover your expenses for, say, 6 months, so that you can be re-educated to do something beyond the injury to earn you money. So there's a shift that has to happen here, Vince, and the shift is, yes, your medical bills were probably already covered from your employer, so it's not really so much about the medical bills being covered, but it may be about you needing to be re-educated or retrained into another career. And so it might be a combination of things. You know, 6 months worth of decent living expenses plus any additional education you might need to be able to turn around and do something new. But your question is, do you wait for the judge's decision, or do you take this $10,500 settlement? I don't think that the $10,500 settlement is enough, but that's just my opinion.
Right.
And so the fact that they're offering money at all says that there is some validity to your claim. But I'm not an attorney, all right? And these are questions to ask your attorney. You know, an approach that your attorney can take that, well, you know, we understand that there's an offer on the table, Your Honor, but what will my client do when that money runs out and he has to find a way to earn a living?
Right.
So what line of work were you in before you got injured?
Well, I've always been in the production and manufacturing industry. But I was also, while I was working, I was also working towards an acting career and trying to get my some writing, getting my book published and everything. But the last 5 years, the jobs that I've had about 7-8 jobs. Every job that I've had, I've gotten fired from because I could not do the work that they needed me to do because of the injuries that I suffered from this past employer. And, you know, and they don't have any pictures of me other than unless they've got pictures of me sleeping or something, because I haven't gone out and doing anything, lifting anything heavy, so there's no way in the world they could have any pictures of me.
All right. Well, here's the other thing that I would recommend that you do. You said this hearing's on Tuesday?
Yeah.
You might want to, and did you get those manufacturing jobs through a temporary staffing company?
One was a temporary staffing, well, two of them were temporary staffing, and the others were just on my own.
Okay, because what I'd like you to do is see if you can get letters from those people that you were hired by to say that you were unable to do the work because of this injury.
Right.
Because what you need to do is prove that that line of work is no longer valid for you. Although you could sell real estate if you went to real estate school, which a lot of actors, you know, that's a great way for them to augment income when they're looking to, you know, be an extra in movies and get their film credit out there. But what it's saying here is that you need to have, and you actually need to say it, that how can I restart my life if I can't do my old career? And that needs to be, what I believe, the best way for your attorney to approach this.
Okay.
That, you know, what about the re-education so that you know, before the injury you were able to do this kind of work. After the injury you can't do this kind of work anymore. So what happens moving forward to be re-educated so that you can earn an income and, you know, be a contributing citizen?
Right.
So what it's saying is that because of the way the cards are coming up, the more you reveal the truth where it benefits you, the more beneficial this outcome is going to be for you.
Okay. Yeah.
In other words, you can't look at like a big chunk of money. You need to look at it like, well, what can I do to refine my skills so that I can actually earn an income?
Right.
That needs to be the approach.
Right.
All right, my friend, I got to go.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay,
thanks.
Bye. All right, I'm still waiting on this gal to get me her phone number. Hold on. Because, you know, I did a – oh, by the way, guys, I've been following my own advice and been going through the house and purging and doing all those things. And I have to tell you, it's been grueling to go through all this stuff. I mean, I don't know where all this stuff came from. It's like, holy crap. All right, let me go to area code 478. Hello, 478. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, this is Patricia.
Oh, hey, Patricia.
Hi.
What's your question for me?
What's coming up for me as far as love in the next couple of, maybe 6 months?
All right, let's see. Okay, there's a guy here that shaves his head. Do you recognize him?
No.
Okay, there's a guy that shaves his head, and he's goofy. I mean, he's really cute, but there's a goofiness about him. Like, he's got a really goofy sense of humor, and he doesn't seem to take anything too seriously. That's the guy I see for you.
Mm-hmm.
He is, I really like him a lot. And you got to realize, as long as you don't get too serious too quick with this guy could be the guy.
I already know him.
Well, no, it says you may already know him, but what it's saying is there's a guy that's a bald, he shaves his head, and he's coming up in your cards. And since you don't already know him, this says you're going to meet him in the next couple months.
Okay.
So call me back when you meet him.
All right, we'll do.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from 267 area code. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Pam.
Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm good. I am trying to change jobs, and I just want to know if there's anything coming up in the near future.
Well, okay, let me ask you before I turn your cards over, what do you like to do?
Help people.
Okay, and what kind of job do you want?
I would like something like home health or something.
Have you had any training in home health?
No, I just take care of my mother.
Okay, here's what I would recommend, because if that's the line of work you want to go into, which, by the way, is, I think, going to be an incredible industry moving forward, is what I would do is I would reach out to a company that already does it and ask them if you can be an intern for a couple weeks.
Okay.
For free. In other words, you go in and say, look, I've been taking care of my family, and I know that what you do is just a little bit more refined than what I already do, but I'd like to intern with you guys for a couple weeks so that I can go on and find another job and say that I interned, you know, with you as a home health care company because I've researched you, and I think you're the best one out here. You may end up getting hired as a result of being an intern.
Okay.
So, in other words, you go in and basically volunteer to be a student for a week or two. And the cool thing about that is that when they see that you have such a great attitude and the people really respond well to you, then you might get a job that way.
Okay.
All right? Because what it's saying, the biggest thing it's saying in your cards, to have what you want, you need to jump in as though you already have it.
Okay. Okay.
All right, my friend. Good luck. Let me know what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.
I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Rose.
Hey, Rose. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question for me?
What do you see regarding love for me?
Let's see. Okay, there's two men here. One is a younger man, so and usually this card comes up for a vibration that might be someone that's like a son or your son, a younger man that seems to depend on you. Do you recognize this man?
I do.
Okay. Here's the thing about him is that the more he depends on you, the less he's going to be productive on his own. So,
oh, no, I haven't heard from him in like 2 years.
Oh,
not
okay. All right.
Depending on me.
Oh, okay. Well, then he's still coming up in your cards.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I don't.
It's only one guy that's younger than I could think of. So.
Okay. Well, what I want you to do is kind of a ritual of release with him, because he's still coming up in your cards as a vibration. So what I want you to do is, you're not going to mail this, but I want you to write him a goodbye letter. Just say, you know, dear, whatever his name was, your energy keeps coming up in my vibration, and I wish you well, but you're not my soulmate. Something like that.
Why does he keep coming up if he's really not actively part of my life?
Because that when someone from the past keeps coming up in somebody's cards, it means that there is still sort of a psychic connection to that person.
I see. I believe that too.
And so what's happened is, because you still kind of have a psychic connection to him, you're not opening yourself to somebody new. And I see this incredible new man here, and you need to make sure that this past younger guy is a past adventure, not of an adventure that is still somewhat connected in your current environment mentally, all right?
Yeah.
So here's this new guy, dark hair, dark eyes, big guy, kind of chubby. He's got his act together. He's gone through some real crap in the last couple of years. So financially, I mean, he's fine financially, but it's been really tough for him in the last couple of years because of the economy. But he's coming out of it this year, and that's when you meet him.
When will that be, and where?
Well, I don't know about the where, but it's saying that you meet him this year, and he's got dark hair and dark eyes, and there's a real sweetness, a real down-to-earthness about him that I like a lot.
Wow.
So that's the guy I see for you. And it's interesting because you're going to meet him when you least, and people have probably told you this before, but you're going to meet him when you least expect to meet him. So I want you to start looking around. When you're at the grocery store, instead of being, you know, misfocused on getting in and getting out of the grocery store, or whenever you're somewhere, I want you to start looking around at the people that are around you instead of sort of tuning them all out.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be more of an openness for you to connect with people without it being, without you being like intense about it. Just a casual hello to people.
I've been trying to make changes in my life to get out more and start meeting people. So I'm very focused on that. So hopefully Mr. Dark Hair will come around soon.
Yeah, I really like him a lot. And
great.
What
and
I like about
the younger guy, you don't see me hearing from him only because I had a reading about a month ago, and they said someone from my past was coming back, which I thought was odd.
Well, and it's interesting that I have this vibration of somebody from the past that you're still sort of clinging to psychically, and I want you to totally let him go. And if it does work out that he reaches out to you in some way, I want you to ask him a question like, are you doing well?
Uh-huh.
Are you happy?
Uh-huh.
And then if it starts to feel like he wants to get needy and connect with you, just say you're not in a place to restart a friendship with him.
Okay. But you don't see
right.
that happening. You just.
I really would like you to let that one go.
Okay.
I think that what that would do is it would put you further away from the kind of love that you really deserve.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you, Mona.
All right, Rose. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from the 818 area code. Hello, 818. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Ebony.
Hi, Ebony. What's your question?
Hey. My question is, I live in L.A., and my lease will be up April 1st, and I'm down in Atlanta visiting my mom, and I was pursuing entertainment in L.A., and I decided to just submit for a local agent here in Atlanta for TV and film, as well as some New York agents, just to see what could happen. And curious as to what you're seeing in terms of any entertainment opportunities that may come about either in Atlanta or New York, or if I'm better off back in California.
You know, one of the things that I see here in your cards that I actually really like about you is that there's a real authenticness about you. You have a vibration. I mean, everybody has a vibration that's not like anybody else, but you, when people meet you, you make an incredible impression. And so I actually think you could have success in any of those areas. If you feel more grounded because you're closer to family in Atlanta, There's mm-hmm. there's no issue with you being based out of Atlanta.
Okay.
So here's and the thing is Atlanta's a major airport hub. You can fly anywhere from there nonstop. So
right.
what I would suggest is if you feel more connected and grounded by being based out of Atlanta, it doesn't matter where you are to have the success happen. You just need to be willing to travel at the drop of a hat when it does happen.
Right.
So if your family's going to be really supportive of you, and when I say, you know, supportive, I mean financially, that you may be able to move home and not have to deal so much with the monthly responsibilities of rent for a while, then mm-hmm. you could probably jump in full time to really devote yourself to, you know, going out and being in extra movies and meeting with the agencies and doing all those things. I also would like you to record for you a video audition if you don't already have one.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about you when you're talking to somebody and you're animated that is incredibly attractive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
the more you are in motion, which is a weird thing for me to say, but the more you're in motion, the more successful you are. The more people see you laughing and talking and interacting, the more successful you are.
Right. I've heard that, and that makes sense. It's funny. I actually like L.A. more than Atlanta, even though my parents are down south, but it's L.A. or either New York for me. But we'll just kind of see how it goes, because I relate to everything that you're saying, and we'll just kind of, like you said, wherever I can be, where I can travel here and there, that kind of is all that matters. And
yeah, well, and it's wherever you feel that you have, where you can gather your strengths, that's,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the most important for you.
Right, absolutely, that makes sense. Okay, well, I'll take that, and I'll update you if anything happens.
All right, cool, thanks, Ebony.
All right, thanks.
See you later. Okay,
yeah.
Bye. All right, I will be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Looking for that perfect destination wedding? Why not make your wedding day a spiritual celebration of love? Uniting the lives of two people is both sacred and divine. Las Vegas Weddings can provide you with our spiritual wedding package and reader Mystic Mona to let you know your higher dimension with that special someone. Let spiritual clarity see what 2012 holds. Visit us at lvwc.com for more information. That's lvwc.com to reserve your spiritual wedding today, or call 702-914-0198.
Okay, and I'm back. I have somebody here from the 727 area code. Hello, 727. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rose. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I would like to meet the one. I know we have a lot of soulmates, but I would like to meet the one. When do you see, or actually see a love life for me, because I haven't had one in a while.
You know, you're one of those women that when you give your word, you will fall all over yourself to make sure you keep it. There is an ethic side to you that is just absolutely phenomenal. It's like a steel core that you have within you, all right? And so,
yes, I agree to that.
Okay, here's why I'm bringing that up. There's people that have a very high sense of ethics, and everybody should have a high sense of ethics. People that have a really high sense of ethics sometimes are a little uncomfortable to let people close to them. And so what happens is that when you do meet somebody nice, sometimes you kind of put them through a bunch of tests.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. is I want you to start looking at every guy that you meet moving forward as though they could be a great friend. And I don't want, because I want you to think about how much less stress you put on your girlfriends. Like if they cancel on you, like you guys make plans to go to some place and then they cancel on you, you're disappointed, but it's not a deal breaker in the friendship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with a, if a guy were to do that same thing, especially a guy that you were interested in, you go to this intense emotional place that you think you're being rejected or you think blah, blah, blah. So what I need you to do when you meet a nice guy is the first couple of months, I want you to be very casual with the friendship of the guy.
Okay.
So this is not about you doing this gauntlet of tests that this, you know, poor man has to run this obstacle course with you in order for you to be easygoing. I want you to be, and you might have to fake it till you make it here, I want you to be easygoing from the beginning of the relationship. Because you have the lover's card here. You are supposed to meet somebody significant this year. But I had to tell you that part first because I don't want you to be put so much attention toward this guy that your intensity chases him away.
Okay.
Okay. So the more activities you can do where you can be fun and laughing and having a good time and learning something, the more likely you're going to meet this guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You see that like before the summer?
Well, the lover's card, it usually has a 6-month time period, or it's connected with the number 6. So it could be by June. It could be in the next 6 months, so by the middle of, say, July. But what I'm seeing here is that it's there's some old hurts that you need to address from a past relationship where you were betrayed.
Yeah, I've tried to do that. I think I'm doing okay with it.
Okay, but I'm just telling you that's showing up in your cards. And so you need to look at anyone you meet as though this could be a great friendship. And that's the attitude it needs to start with. This could be a great friendship. And that ultimately you're seeking your companion of choice. You're not necessarily looking for a ring and a date. You're looking for your companion of choice, which may or may not have a ring and a date attached to it.
Okay.
Okay. So the more casually you look at that, the more likely you are to meet somebody nice.
Okay, yeah.
And this is saying you are going to meet somebody nice.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Good luck. Let me know what happens.
Thank you, and have a blessed day. Thank you.
Same to you, Rose. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the... All right, let me get you off the air. Hold on. All right, now I'm going to area code 310. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hi, my name is Carly Nemo, and I spoke to you earlier
this
week.
Oh, there you are. I couldn't find your phone number.
It's okay.
That's why
I texted
you.
The right number.
That's why I emailed you back a couple times here trying to get your phone number. No, I was purging my office, and I started throwing away stuff, and I went, oh, crap. She's going to call, because I was going to call you a couple minutes before the show started to say, hey, you're going to get on the air. So, all right, my friend.
I know. I called earlier, but I think I was on a blocked number, so I had to hang up and call back again.
Oh, bummer, dudette. Okay, well, here you are now. So what's your question for me?
My question is, I'm involved in a very complicated situation, it's really regarding my previous relationship, and I just really want to know, what do you see in the future for both of us? There's been like a lot of coming in and coming out,
well,
a lot of it from my end, but...
Yeah, well, there's two guys here. There's going to be ultimately a choice between two men. There's one man that when the two of you are in the right space, it just feels like everything flows in a great direction. As soon as you get into expectations with him, it starts getting screwy. So the way to make this relationship more harmonious and to find out if this one is your rest of the life relationship, is that you need to not go into fear when he's not performing the way you think he's supposed to right now. So how long have you guys been dating?
We were dating for about a year and a half, and then we parted ways. And
okay.
I mean, my question to you is that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that obviously is a little bit personal, and, you know, it gets
That's
into
fine.
Morals and stuff like that. But, you know, we have a son together, an 8-month-old baby, and I know it doesn't really matter about kids, but he just kind of keeps coming in and out of my life, and now he's going into avoidance and stuff like that. So I just was wondering why he was acting this way, because I'm not pressuring him, and like you said, I don't have any expectations. I just want to...
Here's the thing, though. You need to have some expectations because you have a child together. So the very first thing I would like you to do is tomorrow is to make sure that does he legally pay for child support?
No.
Okay. The very first thing you need to do is go to an attorney and file for child support. Because I don't, you know, I have to tell you, you know, these guys that think that they can just be nice to you occasionally and then not take care of the financial responsibility with a child that they helped create, there's something wrong with that. And you need to be a little bit of the B word to make sure that there is some support coming your way for this child.
I mean, I believe it's going to happen. He just lost his business, and I'm not excusing him. I know he did in the past when he was working and he had money, but right now he's just in a very, very bad financial situation. So I don't
okay.
want to go that route, especially if I'm trying to, you know, come
you
back
still,
into his life.
You still need to get the legal groundwork
okay.
available and ready for when he is working again. You may
okay.
also be able to, if he's collecting unemployment, to get some of that money, I think.
Okay.
But what you need to do is you need to make sure that you're protecting yourself, because I have to tell you, the way your cards are looking is I see a turning away from your old relationship to this new relationship. Because according to this, this says that this old relationship, he's not totally available to you.
Yes.
So here's the thing, is that you're being wonderful and understanding about the fact that, you know, he's got some other love relationship going in his life, and yet, you know, you're just as important, especially since you two have a child together.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, in other words, what I'm actually telling you to do is be prepared for the shit to hit the fan, and that you're the one that's probably going to start that fan. I'm serious, because for you need to have this settled once and for all, and I see this new man coming into your life. So what it's saying right now is I see you turning away from this old relationship to embrace a relationship with this new man that actually has the ability to love you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it about we women that we want the guy that doesn't necessarily want to commit to us? What's with that? And you need to be the person that says, okay, I realize that these feelings that I'm having internally are kind of screwy. You know, why do I keep, you know, putting my sights on a guy that isn't really totally available to me? But you do need to protect yourself legally and financially. And so that's why I'm suggesting that you find an attorney, and if money's an issue, call around and see if somebody would just do a consultation for you so you know what to expect.
Got it. And then I just have one last question, just so I can have some clarity, because this is really, can you just tell me, like, what his true feelings are for me?
Okay, it's not about feelings towards you. It's how self-absorbed he is. If it's convenient for him, if it serves him, then you're part of his life. If it's not convenient for him and it doesn't serve him, you're not.
Okay.
He's incredibly self-absorbed. I would call him a what's in it for me guy.
Okay.
And I think you know what I'm talking about. And this is not about you behaving badly. This is about you being mature enough to realize that does he deserve your energy? And these cards are saying no.
Okay,
sorry,
Mona.
Sweetheart. I got to go.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye. Okay. All right. Come on, computer. All right. I've got somebody here from the 818 area code. Hello, 818. Who's this?
Hi, Monica. Diane from Southern Cal.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Diane.
Oh, hey, Diane.
Diane.
And it's Mona. Okay. And it's Mona, not Monica.
I'm so sorry, Mona. I
That's okay.
Too, and I
That's
love
all right.
You.
People
me.
Do that a lot. All right. What's your
do
question?
May I ask, again, we're talking love, if there's a future with myself and a man named Daniel.
You said his name's Daniel?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Well, here's the thing. You see the best in Daniel, but seriously, I'm looking at you. Here you are. You're a really, really lovely, spiritually enhanced and inclined woman. In other words, you're very good at stepping back into sort of the spiritual karma of everything, and you're really
exactly.
good at that, even at the expense of your own emotions. In
exactly.
other words, you have the you will do the right thing even though it sort of kills you to do it. All right? And with this guy, you keep giving him the benefit of the doubt. You keep trusting and believing him when he's not worthy of your trust and belief. Because what it's saying in your cards is that I know that if he were more mature and he had his act together and the potential that you see in him was actually a reality, this would be a great relationship. But instead, it's almost as if he takes your goodwill and sort of turns it around and hurts you with it.
Interesting.
So what I want you to do is I want you to take a big step back from Daniel and say, I think we need a break for a while. Let's visit again in a few months. And for you to have that kind of strength and power to take a big step back, first of all, no one's ever done that to him.
That makes sense, I mean too.
No,
yes.
In other words, he's the one that's always had the power of, hey, babe, but you know, I think we need to step back. I want you to do it first. I want you to say, you know, Daniel, I really don't think that I see such great things for you, but I don't see that you're there yet, and I think you need some time to yourself to work on those. And let's connect again in a few months, okay?
Perfect.
And then
what a great
you
reading.
Need
yeah.
you need well, but you need to not. Do not reach out to him, you know, because you will be tempted to do that. So do not reach out to him until after 3 months. And then check in with him and say, so, dude, how you doing?
If
okay?
I even want to. Maybe I'll meet someone
exactly.
else. You never know.
Exactly. Because what it's saying here, your cards literally say cut your losses.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
You know,
confirmed it. You're really, if you pulled my cards, I love that. Really,
all right,
really,
my friend.
Mona. Love you. Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
Miss Mona.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 530 area code. Hello, 530. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. What's your question for me?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
It's regarding my career, and I served in the military for 10 years. I served in the personal growth industry for 10 years, and over the last few years, I've really gotten into meditation. I've been practicing channeling, healing, all these different arts. I'm trying to write a book, but I'm really confused on what I want to do next. I feel all types of possibilities. And I was just wondering if, should I ask a specific question or is there any guidance you can help with me on that? Or?
Well, okay, the very first thing that I got for you, and I want you to think about it, is that one of the things that I think a lot of men have trouble with is, and I'm being stereotypical here, but I think it's going to be beneficial for you, which is why
sure.
I'm getting it for you, is that I think a lot of men have a really hard time quieting down their mind and getting to a single focus. It's one of the reasons why I like to suggest to moms that have kids that are basically hyperactive to put them in karate classes, because it puts them into a very disciplined mode. And so what I'd like you to think about doing is a video that is actually a meditation video for men, specifically for men, and it's the 10-minute meditation that they could actually, and I want you to do it and put it on YouTube.
Are you saying create one?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. That sounds like fun.
Well, because here's the thing, is that if you can create something that that when you have, you know, you're going to have friends look at it, right? And you're going to say, well, okay, what do you think of this?
Sure.
Because if you can get people to quiet and sort of power down, all right, it might be a meditation you decide. I actually see first a meditation that's sort of a mid-afternoon relief kind of meditation, and then I see a meditation that someone does right before a big meeting. Then I see a meditation right before someone goes to bed at night, that you actually end up having, say, 6 different videos that are all geared toward certain things. Like when you get up in the morning, there's a meditation video. There's a mid-afternoon re-energizing meditation. There's a before a big meeting or before a big job interview meditation. So I see you doing a series of these meditations that are each 10 minutes long. And that what happens is that it makes people tap into their flow of power.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. You're not going to make any money off the meditation videos. But what they're going to do is they're going to start giving you some credibility. So when you do work on your book, so your book will refer to the meditations you have on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Would definitely.
And,
yeah,
and
no,
my,
this sounds
and,
like fun.
And my biggest advice to you is to publish the book on Amazon.com as either a Kindle or Barnes & Noble as a Nook ebook.
Okay.
And in your ebook, you refer to settling the
yeah.
monkey mind meditation. And you're
okay.
going to come up with some other term besides monkey mind that's sort of been overused, but it's like calming the chaos is what I keep getting for you. And that it starts with you calming your own chaos. The fact that you've served our country and that you were in the military, that may also be something that helps your credibility, that these meditations you've designed are working for you and that you're sharing them with people, especially men.
Especially men. Interesting.
All right. So that's what I'm getting for you. Now, on a personal note, you've got to do a better job resting. I'm getting this that you yourself have a very difficult time turning your mind off.
Okay.
So we have to learn it for you first before you can teach it to other people. But what
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing here is that eventually, and I'm looking at like 5 years from now, I see you in front of large groups of people doing guided meditation.
Hmm. Okay.
And that you may do that, you know, for big conventions and then people buy your ebook and or they buy your videos, you know, because, you know, you can have them all on YouTube, but then you can also have CDs where they're just the 10-minute videos that or flash drives with your meditations on them. And people maybe at a trade show pay you $5 for them.
Yeah.
Or you sell them online. But I'm actually seeing you be very independent financially.
Yeah.
So.
It's so funny, Mona. I keep getting, whenever I hire someone or I call into a show, I keep getting told to do like meditations or the book. I've been teaching meditation for a little while now, or trying to. but, you know, I'm that guy that came from 10 years military, 10 years corporate, and now every single message or assistance that I'm receiving is you know, like doing something on my own. So it's really, you know, I guess I'm just going to get like part-time jobs in the meantime or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's always real estate.
There's always real estate.
I say that so flip, but here's the reason I'm saying that is that you're smart enough to be able to interact with people. You can pass the test, and you know, you can have just enough business to be able to survive, and then you can concentrate on your real love work, which is this.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
All right, my friend, gotta go.
Excellent, Mona. Thank you.
You're welcome. See you later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. I got somebody here. I think this is someone on Skype. Jode's Graphics. Hello. It's Mona. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Joellen.
Hi, Joellen.
Hi.
So what's your question for me?
Well, I've been trying to move my energy around to try and get some work. I just wanted to see what you saw for the year.
Well, this is interesting. Did you work, because I got to ask this question, got to find out who this dude is. Did you work for a guy that was a real dick?
Yeah, I love
okay.
it.
Okay, because he's showing up in your cards. And it almost seems like he's a barrier to you getting what you want. What happened there?
He doesn't like when someone left the company, he's like, they're gone. And I'm a freelancer, and they want to use me, and I think he keeps everyone from hiring anyone that left the company, even though I left on good terms.
Okay, so he's one of those people that has got a really screwed up sense of loyalty.
Yeah, it's really strange. He's very self-minded.
So here's what I want you to do, because you're the grown-up here.
Okay.
That was supposed to make you laugh.
Yeah.
What I want you to do is I want you to send him a little email and just say, you know, dear dickhead. No, you're not going to say that, but dear whatever his name is. Just wanted to wish you a happy new year and say that I really enjoyed working with you guys. And, you know, just let me know if there's anything moving forward that I can help you out with.
Okay.
And something really casual. You know, happy new year. Just want to let you know it was great working on those projects with you, you know, over the last whatever. And I look forward to helping you out in the future. Just something really casual. I want to see if he responds.
Okay.
All right.
It could be my director, because my director is afraid of doing anything wrong. So I think he is the one, because I really didn't have much interaction with the VP at all.
Okay.
So, well, I should just send it to the director.
Still, yeah. Still send an email to both of them.
All right. I'll send it to everybody.
Yeah. Just say, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Happy New Year. Just, you know, fresh start for the new year. And just, you know, my psychic says that 2013 is the number of loving what you do. And so, you know, you could,
yeah.
No, just kidding. just kidding. What it's saying here in your cards is that there are a lot of people out there that owe you favors,
mm-hmm.
and that it's time for you to cash in on the favors that they owe you, that it's not all about you being the person that drops everything to help everybody else. It's about a few people helping you. So if there's anyone out there that owes you money, if there's anybody out there that owes you a favor, it's time to call it in.
Okay.
And don't feel guilty about it. That's the give and take of the world. You have to be just as willing to receive as you are able to give.
Yeah.
And that when you cut off the receptive side, it's like you're telling the universe, no, 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 I don't want that. And the universe is trying to give to you. So I want you in the next 10 days to reconnect with at least 10 people from your past.
Okay.
All right?
You know, I did that last week, but I didn't hear from anyone. So,
well, then what you do is just say, gosh, now I'm wondering if I have the right number.
I'll just send out that email that you said. I like the New Year's email. Should I be sending my resume out to try and get a job, more permanent job, and come back home? Because right now I'm freelancing.
I'm not seeing a move here, so I don't see a relocation in your cards. But what I do see is that you not feeling guilty about asking for what people owe you, or not feeling guilty about asking the universe for things that you deserve right now. So what I'm getting for you is that it's a really strong energy of connecting with people that that you've done a good turn for in the past.
Okay.
And that when they reach out to you, just say, oh, you know, I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about that time when I blah, blah, blah for you, whatever that was. And I was thinking that, you know, it would be really helpful if you could introduce me to blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You know, in other words, you just make it really casual that, you know, it's sort of a consultation sales call that you're just checking in with them, but by the way, got any work for me kind of thing. The other thing I would recommend is going to the temporary staffing companies.
Right.
Now here's the biggest secret about working with temporary staffing companies. I know you have a specialty, but you need to be willing to do whatever they call you about, even if it's something as silly as being a receptionist.
Oh, well, I definitely have been looking at even admin stuff, so I'm
right.
Okay with that, yeah.
Right. And so but the cool thing about it is that the temporary staffing companies will call you when you're the person that never flakes. That they will call you when you're the one that says, "Yeah, I can be there in a half hour."
Right.
You know, so that if you get up every morning and get dressed as though you could, or get up and dressed and then just change your clothes if you need to put something more businesslike on, but people that are really looking to get hired, they get up in the morning just as though they were going to a job.
Right.
They
well,
get up, they get showered.
I do distance work. I mean, I'm only on the internet. I'm a graphic designer on the internet. So.
Still, though, when people meet you, they like you.
Well,
and I think you're missing your power if you don't let people meet you in person.
But I'm
just
a
think about
graphic
that.
Designer. I live in Costa Rica. I don't.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
My bad. Then you may want to do a video of yourself so that you can send it to people.
Okay.
With you showing samples of your work, like you're doing a demonstration portfolio sort of
okay,
thing.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because, you know, you got this lovely, pleasant personality, and people want to work with someone like that.
So you see success this year in business? Overall.
Yes, absolutely. Just right. Get you need to start calling in your favorites. Sweetie, I got to go. I just noticed
thank
the time.
Thank you so much.
All right,
I really
see you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Looking for that perfect destination wedding? Why not make your wedding day a spiritual celebration of love? Uniting the lives of two people is both sacred and divine. Las Vegas Weddings can provide you with our spiritual wedding package and reader Mystic Mona to let you know your higher dimension with that special someone. Let spiritual clarity see what 2012 holds. Visit us at lvwc.com for more information. That's lvwc.com to reserve your spiritual wedding today or call 702-914-0198.